Welcome everybody to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I'm not joined by anybody quite yet. Eventually, though, I'll be joined by my wife. Jennifer is Dr. Jennifer Irwin is in the house. She is getting ready to go. She has a glass of wine in hand because she was a little nervous before we got going here. The way today's show is going to go, I'm going to talk about Carmelo Anthony for five-ish minutes or so. And then I sent out a tweet to see if you guys have any questions for Jen specifically. The Lakers have played 3 games in the last 72 hours. They haven't played in 48. So we're just going to have a little bit of fun on the show today. we'll see where this goes. Today's show is brought to you in part by NFL or MyBookie and by the Metro Infinity. I'll get to those guys here in a second. Let's start with Carmelo Anthony. And I think it's a good thing, well, I know it's a good thing, that the Lakers are not at all interested in Carmelo Anthony. It says a lot about, and it quells a lot of my concerns with the Lakers franchise that they are not interested in him. Jen, did you want Carmelo Anthony?
Not really.
Jen didn't want Carmelo Anthony either. But it's a good thing that the Lakers ignored the name. And this is always my concern with ex-players compared to people from different backgrounds who are executives in professional sports, is ex-players tend to care a lot more about names, and they don't do necessarily quite the same amount of research that the people who come from different backgrounds do. And I was really nervous with LeBron's ties to Carmelo Anthony, with Magic Johnson's ties to the Lakers, and how often he isn't in the office. That stuff made me very nervous that the Lakers would eventually make a mistake and sign Carmelo Anthony, but they didn't. And at the end of the day, it's a good thing that they did not, because you can't employ Carmelo Anthony in 2018 and hope to have a good team. He doesn't have any kind of self-awareness. He doesn't recognize that he isn't very good at basketball anymore. He thinks that he should have a usage rate in the 30s, and that's how it's going to be, and that's how he's going to make his teams effective while he's out there. We had the same problem in LA last year with Isaiah Thomas, though he was it's crazy. Isaiah Thomas is 5'10". More efficient than Carmelo Anthony, who is 6'10". He's like 6'8", whatever. But at the end of the day, the Lakers were better off moving on from him, and it kind of squashed a lot of my concerns about the franchise, that LeBron James was calling all the shots, that this was a Magic Johnson was just there to be a name on the ledger. That's not how things are turning out, at least for right now. And the Lakers, we're recording this while the Lakers are on a 3-game winning streak. The Lakers right now are a better team without Carmelo Anthony on it than they would be with him on the roster. And like the other thing too, I'm really interested to see where he winds up, because like no playoff team should want the guy. No playoff team or no team with aspirations should want the guy to stick around. But here we are. Do you remember like Carmelo Anthony in his prime though? Do you remember?
A little bit.
No? Mm-hmm. So Carmelo in his prime, this is the bummer, is that he was so good once upon a time that his name holds weight now. But back when he was in his prime, when he went to New York, it was a big deal. And it's tough to watch this aging process. And for like the Lakers right now, we're watching LeBron James, right? He's eventually going to age as well. He's not going to age as precipitously as Carmelo Anthony did, but he's going to age eventually. And we saw this with Kobe. Remember when Kobe Bryant aged? It wasn't great. It wasn't fun to watch that. And I'm just hoping that we aren't signing up for another go around on that ride. That was just, it was just not a fun ride to be on. Carmelo Anthony will probably, I would imagine he's going to retire this year or play for a team that wants to tank. I don't think he wants to do that. But based on the stuff that I've heard around the league, I don't think any team that has playoff aspirations is interested in him. There was that one random report that Philadelphia might be interested. I don't think that's going to happen. He's just not a good player right now, and especially if he continues to want to play the role that he thinks he deserves. That's just not that, – that spells doom for whatever team that he plays on. So good on the Lakers for passing up on that, for never really considering it. The sources that I have within the organization tell me that that was never an option, and nobody really pushed for it, even with LeBron James being a very vocal supporter of Carmelo Anthony. That was never going to happen, and we as Laker fans are better off without him. We're going to take a quick second here, and then when we come back, Jen's going to hop on the podcast. She's going to talk about what it's like being married to me and her sports fandom and all of those things. So look forward to that. It's a random fun show that we have planned for you guys. I'm still going to keep it Lakers related, I promise. But hang tight, and when we come back, Jen's going to hop on the show. Today's show is brought to you in part by MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the only app or the only website that I use to put my to place my bets. Jen, if you ever see large sums of money missing, it's because of MyBookie. But the great thing about them, though, is that I know every time I make a bet, they are going to pay out right away and whenever I ask for it. And if you're betting, that's the only reason you would do it. So go on to MyBookie, enter the promo code LOCKEDON, and they have a great deal right now. For if you enter the promo code LOCKEDON, they'll match your deposit up to $1,000 100%. You're going to get, it's a 2-to-1 investment that you guys are missing out on if you're not following up on this promo. So enter Locked on mybookie.ag and go out there and play. And on MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. We're going to take another quick second here, and when we come back, Jen is going to answer our questions. And we're back. I am here joined by my wife, and my dog, Callie. Callie wants in on this podcast as well. Callie, I'm sorry, but you cannot join, unfortunately. having the ability to speak, turns out, is a very important quality in podcasters. But for today's show, though, because the Lakers haven't played in a little while and because there isn't much going on around the Lakers, we're going to have a little bit of fun here. I've been promising you guys this for years. You guys have been asking for this podcast for a really long time. You guys have been interested in what it's like to be married or spend more time around me than any other human being on the face of this planet. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Jen is a huge connoisseur. Actually, Jen probably listened. You probably listen to more podcasts than I do.
Yeah.
At this point,
I think I have about like 5-6 podcasts that I listen to every day.
She is an avid listener of Locked On Saints. So Ross Jackson.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, Ross Jackson hosts a great Saints podcast. If you're a Saints fan and you're not listening to that, I don't know what to tell you. You should change that ASAP.
Who dat?
Jen is a huge Saints fan. That was great for the last year's NFC Championship. We won't talk about that, though.
Still bitter.
Today's show, though, like I said, I sent out a tweet. I said, hey, there isn't much going else. Let's try this again. There isn't much else going on, so send me questions you have for my wife. Please keep things decent. She'll be on tomorrow's show. First off, thank you guys for keeping it decent. I really appreciate that. I'll take that any day of the week. The first question, though, comes from Jacob Rude, who writes for Lonzo Wire, friend of the show, friend of me personally. Jen, why'd you pick me?
It's not like I picked you out in a line of guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been picked.
No, we really seemed to hit it off. in high school, mm-hmm. almost 15 years ago.
Yep.
We both didn't have dates to prom.
Mm-hmm.
And we just became really good friends right after. And yeah, it's been a fun ride so far.
So what Jenna's saying is basically we were blind dates. To prom. We had never met each other before we finally eventually met, and she ordered French onion soup, and it looked disgusting. She wound up eating half of my steak.
And I've been doing that ever since.
And she's been doing it ever since.
I think I even picked off your plate tonight during dinner.
Yeah. But that's how we met. That's how this all happened. And Jen loves that decision every minute of every day.
Never a doubt in my mind.
If you guys could see the look she just gave me. All right. The next question here comes from Harrison. Mm. Remember Harrison?
Yeah, I've met him a time or two.
All right. So Harrison starts by saying, oh, wow, so when I bring my significant other, it's quote-unquote unprofessional, but it's totally fine when I do it. Yes, Harrison, I own the show. This is my show. I fired you for a reason. But he asks, also, Jen, I spilled hot coffee in my eye, and it still kind of hurts. As a doctor, can you diagnose me?
Well, I'm not a psychologist, so probably want to figure out why it's in your eye.
He fell going upstairs.
Oh, man. No, I would say if it's still hurting you after a couple of weeks, you got to go seek professional help, Harrison.
Yeah, we're on a couple of days now, fortunately. But yeah, Harrison, just stop being so spazzy. Like, that's...
The coffee goes in your mouth, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, somebody says, though, in response to that, you better keep an eye on that. I would agree.
That's clever. I like it. I just love puns. Never get sick of those.
All right. So that's going to be... I've had multiple people ask about that. Jen, how do you deal with my puns?
Well, I have a glass of wine in front of me right now. I think after a few years, you get used to it, though. Lots of eye rolling.
It's a lot. Yeah. You have a migraine problem because of all the eye rolling.
Yeah,
I think so.
Probably.
I'm sorry about that. All right, we're going to take a quick second here, and when we come back, I'm going to get to the rest of your guys' questions. I want to, though, before we do that, I want to talk to you guys about Metro Infinity. They're located at 821 East Central Avenue in Monrovia, California. Just off the 210 in Monrovia, and you have to check out their brand new facility. They spent millions on the thing, millions, and it's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful, and I know that because I hopped onto MetroInfinity.com, and I looked at it. They have they keep track of all their inventory and a lot of what they are doing there. It makes a ton of sense. What's actually really cool, and Jen, you don't have to listen to this, but my next car is going to be an Infiniti.
Okay.
But if I wanted to buy an Infiniti, and I do, after this Mazda that we just bought runs into the ground, I am going to buy an Infiniti, and I'm going to talk to these guys at Metro Infiniti, and they can bring the car to us. I can sign the papers. I don't have to go there if I don't want to go all the way out to Monrovia. And that's a really cool thing. They are family owned and operated for 25 plus years at this point. They understand what they're doing. They understand what it's like to have to buy a car. And they take care of you accordingly. If you mention Locked On, you get $500 off your purchase. $500. Jen, what would you do with $500 if I just handed you $500?
Ooh, you do not want to know what I do with $500.
All right, so I am not going to hand Jen $500. And but my next car, though, is going to be an Infiniti. I really enjoy the way that those cars look. And yeah, right now, you can lease a new Infiniti Q50 3.0 luxury loaded with navigation for only $1,000 down and $325 a month plus tax. That's with $500 off of that purchase as well if you mention Locked On. So give them a call at 626-599-7510 or hop on to MetroInfinity.com and find your next car. All right, Jen, you ready for more questions?
Yep.
All right, let's get back to these questions. What's your favorite thing about my job?
Probably the fact that you get to work from home, and I get to leave you a nice little honey-do list every morning. Whether or not you'll get to it.
I do the vacuuming every single day.
You push the start button on the Roomba. That's not vacuuming.
But it is kind of nice, though. I get to work from home. I get to keep an eye on our dog.
Exactly.
And whatever moving forward. And if we ever want to take a random trip, I can always just take my computer and go wherever we want to go.
Yeah, we both get to kind of bring work with us, which is nice.
Yeah. You guys, if you guys have been listening to the show at this point, you guys should know that Jen is a doctor of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. She is way smarter than I am. and both she and I make our own schedules, and our lives are all right. We're doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
We're doing all right. Tell me about your Laker fandom. Like, well, how'd that start, and how'd that happen, and how big a Laker fan are you right now?
So I was a little bit of a Laker fan before I met you. Mm-hmm. So I was 16 when I met you, and I was a little bit of a Laker fan, more so when they would be in the playoffs. I would watch them with my dad. But then obviously after we met and started dating more, you were such a big fan, and you still are, obviously. But, you know, whenever we...
Actually, Lakers Reddit tells me that I am not a fan.
I know. You're such a LeBron hater, apparently. And a Kobe hater. Yeah. No, and then just from being with you and watching games and going to games, I started to learn more about the sport, learn more about the players, and, you know, learned who my favorite players were. And then we just enjoy watching games together now. I'll yell at the TV every now and then.
Do you have a favorite Laker of all time?
Oh, that's Roni Turioff, 100%.
You know, he's been on the show.
I know. I've listened to that show. That's one of the few episodes that I actually listened to.
He was incredible. To this day, my favorite show that I have ever recorded of this podcast was the Roni Turioff show.
Yeah, his whole story is just absolutely amazing. And even though he wasn't the best player, his energy off the court and where he comes from, it's just something that's just been really fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, and personally, we can kind of relate to where he comes from. He has a heart problem. Mm-hmm. He has a heart condition. Mm-hmm. I also have a heart condition that we have had to deal with before.
Yeah.
And he just lived through it.
Yeah.
It didn't hinder him at all. He just, hey, I have this to deal with, and he's an inspiration accordingly.
Right.
All right, let's get to the next question. This comes from David Hanani. How's Anthony usually after a Lakers loss? Ooh. Is it easy to put up with him?
I think it depends on how bad the loss was. So for the past couple of years, it hasn't been easy. No, it's not bad. You've gotten a lot better. You used to be a lot more fiery. But I think because you have to work right after the Lakers play, your brain turns over to work mode. And I don't think you get to truly process the loss like you used to be able to.
Yeah, it used to be tough.
Yeah.
I would be right there with you, though. Yeah,
I mean, you and I would both be yelling at the TV. You obviously were a lot more passionate about it than me, but it's really not that bad anymore.
Yeah. I think once I started working in the industry, the fandom kind of slipped away. I think I'm still a fan, and every so often, actually, this is my favorite thing to do while Laker games are going on, is I'll clap really hard.
Yeah.
And it'll be a single clap. And if you're working or if Callie is sleeping or whatever, both of you guys get really angry because it's really loud.
I do not like to be scared.
All right, next question. This is from Harrison again.
Oh my gosh.
Because Harrison, get a life.
He likes to make you look good. That's why.
We're bad.
We're bad.
All right, Dr. Jen, is it possible to win an argument with Anthony, or does he just choose to willfully ignore logic at home like he does at work? And by the way, this is from at HFaganCSUF. If you guys really like Harrison's Lakers coverage, he does the same kind of thing for Cal State Fullerton. He is trying to make an actual career out of journalism, despite all of my advice. But here we are. But that's from Harrison. What's your answer to the question?
Well, I would say that if there's one thing that Anthony knows about me, it's that grudges last a little while. And so every now and then I'll pull something out of my toolbox just to get that upper win on you. But no, it's a 50-50.
Here's the thing.
I don't dominate arguments.
I've said this a couple times at this point, but Harrison is not
Careful
smarter
there.
Than I am.
Yeah.
But Jen is legitimately smarter than I am. And if she tells me stuff, I just listen because that's just a smart thing to do. All right. We'll rapid fire a couple of these. Does Anthony call it, this is from Super Scion Saint. Does Anthony call it dropping a lance when I use the restroom?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, he's below that.
Yeah. All right. Exactly.
Are you a Mavs fan?
No. I don't know why I would be a Mavs fan.
Can I dunk over a giraffe?
And I think I've only ever heard you dunking one time, and I think that was 10 years ago.
You guys are listening. Jen can confirm at one point in my life I was able to dunk. At one point. That was a long time ago. Besides Mexican tamales, what's best, Salvadorian or Guatemalan? I've never had.
I don't know if I've even had either of those.
Green or red tamales?
Ooh, you know what's funny? I don't think I've ever had a green tamale.
What?
I don't think I've ever had one, no. I love tamales, too, but I don't think I've ever had a green tamale.
Callie's excited about tamales.
You mentioned food.
All right, next question. Are we woke enough to understand that horchata is gross? You're objectively wrong, sir.
I like horchata. It not a large amount
horchata.
Of it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can only have a little bit of it, but I like the taste of it.
Yeah, it can get kind of thick.
Well, yeah, it's very creamy.
Yeah. All right. What is your pet peeve about him that I won't change?
Pet peeve about you that you won't change?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
It's probably my piles.
How much time do we have?
That's not fair.
No.
That's fair.
No. That's my answer to that. We won't go any more into that. That's for after the show.
All right. We have three questions left. Hey, Jen, does Anthony have as many spicy takes out there as non-basketball things that I say about basketball stuff?
Hot takes that are not basketball related? Ooh.
You guys follow me on Twitter. I'm pretty loud about most stuff, especially a certain president.
Your big hot take is anything that's considered diet is not food.
That's true.
I will say I try to get you.
Diet,
I try.
Diet stuff is gross. It all has the same taste. Like it all, mm-hmm. like Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet whatever. It all has the same like aftertaste, and it's just not good. And it gives you cancer. So.
Well, so does all the sugar from a regular Coke. So.
All right. What's your favorite thing about being married to the lovely Anthony Irwin?
Ooh. I would say...
This is the last question.
Is this we're going to end on a high note?
Yeah.
No, I would say honestly, I think it's just that you're my best friend and that it doesn't matter what we're doing, where we are, we're always going to have a good time. And there's nobody else out there that I would want to... either do nothing with or do everything with. You know, that at the end of the day, you're my bud, you're my best friend, and we tend to get along pretty well. We do okay.
Well, here I am tearing up on the on the podcast. We have one last question here. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Ooh, it depends on how bad work was that day. Well, one thing all my friends know about me is that I'm a champagne girl.
Yep.
So when in doubt, I will go for a bottle of champagne, and I'm very snooty about cheap champagne.
Mm-hmm.
You put a bottle of Dom Perignon in front of me, and I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah, what she's saying is that she doesn't like expensive champagne.
I don't like expensive champagne, but I know for a fact that if you put a bottle of Cook's or Korbel or Andre in front of me, I'm going to go straight for Andre. Mm-hmm. I can't, that's my go-to.
And as we're recording this, Jen is holding a glass of Pinot Noir Rosé. I'm drinking a glass of Pinot Noir myself. And that'll do it for this episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. When we come back tomorrow, Pete and I will talk about the typical Lakers stuff. But thank you very much to those of you who sent in questions. Thank you very much to Dr. Jennifer Irwin for hopping on the show with me. Mm-hmm. I'll say this. I would not be able to be at the place that I am right now without Jen, without Jen's support, without my family's support, without my friend's support. And it's really cool to be able to enjoy this right now. I've had a cool amount of success, and I want to keep it rolling. And so that's what we're going to do. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.